I'm going to ask you a few questions, talk to you probably for about 10 minutes, and I know I'm going to ask you stuff you've probably answered 3 or 4 or 5 times already today. Let's start with, how's it feel to get the process over and finally be done?
Well, it feels good. I mean, it's like a relief now.
Mm-hmm. Hey, do you prefer Victor or Macho?
It doesn't matter to me.
It doesn't matter to you?
Yeah.
How'd you get the nickname anyway? How'd that start?
Well, it started when I was younger. I was bad and stuff, and then my dad, he named me that when I was younger.
Oh, yeah. Cause
that was the popular music. That was the popular song back then.
Okay. Tell me, let's start with the simple question. Tell me why you chose VT over Michigan, Southern Cal, and UVA.
Well, basically, I followed my heart. To tell you the truth, I just followed my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it came my decision.
And I've been told for quite a while that, there are rumors all along that you are so-called VT lean. At what point did you actually make the decision to pick Tech over the other schools?
Well, I made that decision probably a week and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, about a week and a half ago, because I was going to make this decision last Tuesday, but something happened with all my family and stuff like that, so I had to extend it. But it came up about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, I came up with this decision.
Yeah, okay. And was that just the time that you picked that you were going to make the decision, or did it just kind of come to you at that point in time?
It came to me at that point in time.
And which one of the other schools was closest to VT in the recruiting race, and why were they close?
Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan, I believe Michigan because I had a good feeling about them too.
Mm-hmm. And what was it that finally set VT apart? Was it that it was closer, or what?
Well, for some reason, when I was in camp, because I went to camp 2 years in a row, and 3 years in a row now. It's been 3 years in a row, and I've been to camp. And it was like from the first day I went to camp, when they offered me, I kind of felt like, they was real and down to earth, and they just, was keeping it simple with me and just telling me how it was. And that ain't never changed since then.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a plus. So I knew that it was rare from the get-go. And it was kind of close to home, so my family, the coaches, and people that were supporting me, they could come to the games. I like to see them after the games. And they had what I need as my personal goals. They had what I need.
When it comes time to make a decision, Victor, some guys sit down and they make big lists of pros and cons, and some talk with their parents, and other guys pray. Other guys, it seems like they kind of throw darts at the wall. How did you go about making your decision?
I got down on my hands and knees, and I prayed. And then I talked with my coaches and my family, and then we came up with the decision.
So it sounds like you're a pretty religious guy. Is that a big guiding concept in your life?
Yes, that is.
Yeah. Now, one of the things I wanted to ask you is I read on Tom Lemming's chat that you were actually kind of turned off at first by the idea that Highland Springs is a pipeline to VT and that you felt some pressure from people to go to Virginia Tech. And you kind of actually rebelled against that. How was VT able to overcome that? First of all, is that true, and how was VT able to overcome that?
Well, it is true, because many people thought that it was a pipeline from Highland Springs to to Virginia Tech. But it was like I followed my heart. I mean, and it's like every player have to feel what fits for them. I mean, no coaches can't tell the player where to go or what to do. So, I mean, as a player, and it came from me, myself, I felt like I fit in Virginia Tech.
Yeah, you read a lot of stuff. I've read a lot of stuff from recruits, and it's funny how the fans think what goes into a decision, but most of the time, you recruits say it's how you feel, if you feel comfortable at a place. One guy I wanted to ask about is Jim Cavanaugh. He's a guy who's pretty well liked by Virginia Tech fans, but he also has kind of a good-natured reputation of being kind of crotchety and a bit of a grouch. So, tell us your impressions of Coach Cav and about your relationship with him during the recruiting process.
Well, he told me the truth. I felt like he told me the truth, and he told me how it was going to all go down, and I felt like he was just down to earth, and I trust him. I trust him, and I could relate to him, and I just felt comfortable with him.
And how long have you known him? When did he first start talking to you and recruiting you?
I met him my ninth grade year. Like, they came to see one of our players, and I met him, and we just talked and said hi. But then my rising sophomore year, when I went to Cap, I started getting to know him and stuff like that. And ever since then, we clicked.
Yeah. Did you kind of like the recruiting process at first when you first started getting the attention?
Yeah, because it was kind of exciting. You know, I mean, something new. I mean, it was a great experience. But then it got overwhelming, you know, pressure. So
yeah,
That's when I had to let out.
At what point did it really start to get to be too much for you to where it wasn't fun anymore?
I see. Probably when the coaches started visiting and started coming to the house, then, you know, it kind of got overwhelmed and kind of, you know, pressure, because you're creating friendships and good bonds with these coaches, and then after a while, you have to break their hearts.
Yeah.
So I felt like, you know.
That's right. You realize you have to tell some of them no. Well, you have to tell almost all of them no. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go over some things about what's going to happen after you get to Virginia Tech. It's my impression that you're headed for the cornerback slot. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what have you been told about possible playing time next year? You know, has that discussion come up?
Yes. They said that I will be playing. I will, if everything falls right, and I show my talent and I learn the stuff good, if I learn the stuff fast, I will be playing, and I got a very good chance to start my first year. And they're going to try to get me to touch the ball, like on punt returns, kickoff returns, and a little bit of offense.
Okay, so they are going to give you a little shot at that stuff. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now let's talk about the injuries that you suffered last week. You know, I'm a little bit familiar with burns and skin grafts and that sort of thing. So, you know, it sounds like you're in good shape long term. But, you know, a question I have for you is this going to affect your ability to play in the Army All-Star game that's in January?
Yes. I don't know yet because tomorrow I got surgery, mm-hmm. And they should tell me about it by tomorrow. But if I don't play, it just won't matter to me. But if I do play, that'd be great, you know.
Well, hopefully, if you're not able to play, they'll fly you out there anyway, because, you know,
yeah.
I think you're a guy that deserves it, and, you know, it's not your fault. You know, it's not like you're making the choice to do something else. All right, well, you know, one last question for you before I go is, you know, this is obviously going to appear on a website read by Virginia Tech fans. Is there anything you'd like to say to the Hokie fans before we conclude the interview?
I just want to say thank you to all my supporters and people that's been by my side and, you know, supporting me. And I just want to say thank you for those people.
All right. Thanks for the interview, Victor, and good luck to you.
All right. Thank you.